ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्तिः रामकृष्णेति ताहिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। We have completed the first chapter, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Through this chapter, Vyasacharya has prepared the ground for Brahma Vidya Shastra. We can divide this entire chapter in four segments. Shloka 1 to Shloka 23, Vyasacharya gives the background, bringing together Guru and Shishya. In these 23 shlokas, we come across Duryodhana's diffident because of lack of dharma in his life. Though his side was very powerful in quality wise and quantity wise, still Duryodhana expresses his diffidence, which shows that unless a person have dharma in his life, however much his external achievements may be, it will never give him confidence in life to face this situation. In order to remove the diffidence of Duryodhana, Bhishmacharya started blowing the shankha as a message, indirect message, that we are ready for war. Then both sides have blown the shankas. Arjuna suddenly wanted to see the opposite army. Maybe that is the good prarabdha of the entire humanity. If that desire might not have come to Arjuna, humanity might not have received Gita Shastra. He wanted to see in close proximity with whom he is going to fight. With all arrogance in his mind, with all proud, with all confident in his mind, Arjuna commands Bhagavan Krishna to put the chariot in between the army, two armies. But here only Bhagavan did some mischief. Instead of putting the chariot in front of Duryodhana and Karna, he put the chariot in front of Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya. Maybe knowingly, so far long years I have lived, not a single disciple I have received. So I have to make my own arrangements to receive to get a disciple. So Bhagavan did this mischief knowingly that there is a weakness in the Arjuna's mind. With this weakness he cannot fight the war. One portion of his mind is attached to Bhishma and Drona and other relatives. Another portion of his mind wants to establish dharma through this war. So Bhagavan thought, I have to clear this Arjuna's mind, and through Arjuna I can give the Gita Shastram, Vedanta Shastram to the humanity. Keeping this in mind, Bhagavan put the chariot in front of Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya. So up to this we find one segment, background, wherein Vyasacharya brought together the Guru and Shishya, future Guru and future Shishya. So far they are only master-servant, they have only master-servant relationship. They are going to become Guru and Shishya in course of time. From shloka number 24 to 27, Arjuna discovers a problem called ragaha or psychological dependence. When he saw his own people, all his decision which was thought of for 13 years they were in Vanvasa, they did not have any other work other than this. They prepared all the 13 years for war only. So all this decision of 13 years of thought process is going to be undone within a few minutes. He comes across the psychological dependence called ragaha. He wanted to have certain people around him for his security, peace and happiness. All human beings want these three only. We call it Purnatva, which is nothing but I want to be secure, I want to be peaceful and I want to be happy. And that too, only if I have certain conditions in my life, when the setup is nice, then only I can have security, peace and happiness. In the absence of this particular setup, my entire life is going to be an unhappy one. With this idea, human being generally lives. This we call as ragaha. So Arjuna finds his problem. Repeatedly he says, Swajanam hi katham hatva sukhinasyama madhava. By killing our own relatives, what happiness we are going to get. That means there is a connection between relatives and happiness. Shastra says, for happiness, for security, for peace, you don't need anybody's presence or absence. Some people, when they are present in our life, we are happy. Some, when they are absent in our life, we are happy. Some, when they are present, we are unhappy. Some, when they are absent, we are unhappy. But Shastra says, you are the only source of happiness, security and peace. Because of ignorance, human mind thinks that external setup is a must. So his problem is Swajanam. Again and again he uses this word, Swabhandavaha Swajanaha. Then from shloka 28 to 35, a natural consequence of raga is felt by Arjuna. What is that? Shokaha. Ragaha invariably brings shokaha. In whatever object, with whatever object or whatever situation or whatever people we have attachment, naturally we will end up in shoka only, because we cannot control the external setup. That setup can be changed by any manner, any time. It is unpredictable and uncontrollable. So thinking that certain people or objects or situation must be there in my life for my happiness is a foolish thinking, and naturally shoka is the effect of that raga. That shoka will be exactly proportionate to the intensity of the raga. The very imaginary loss, not necessarily we should lose those things, those people, actually the very imaginary loss has the capacity to bring shoka in our life. Sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati vepatushcha sarire me roma harshashcha jayate. The intensity of shoka experienced by Arjuna was very great or very bad, whatever language. He says entire body is burning. So that much of shoka he heard. And from shloka number 36 to 47, second consequence of ragaha. Third aspect of samsara, second consequence of ragaha. What is that? Mohaha, conflicts, confusion, delusion. Because of this delusion, he makes a series of wrong conclusions. Finally, he ends with a decision that I should run away from the battlefield, I should not fight this war. He entered the war with all enthusiasm, with all self-confidence, and without any guilt or compunction that I am going to do something wrong. He knew that this yuddha is dharma yuddha. After trying all the attempts, sama, dana, bheda, then only they have decided to go for war. Nothing worked with regard to Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. Therefore, as a final resort, they have resorted to war. Arjuna knew all these things. Because of that only, he was very enthusiastic while entering the battlefield. But now he is totally under confusion, and in the sway of that confusion, he is seeing dharma yuddham as a adharma karma. After entering the court, the judge wanted to give judgment, but before giving judgment, they brought the convict, and the judge found that convict happened to be his own relative or somebody. So what will be the condition of the judge? That is the condition. Dharma yuddham appears as adharma for Arjuna. Then second one is adharma appears as dharma. Running away from battlefield is adharma for a kshatriya. Yuddha phalayanam they call it. So that appears as a great virtue. He says, dhatarashtraha rane hanyuhu tanme kshemataram bhavet. Dharma appeared as adharma for him. Papameva asaye dasman hatvaitan atatayanaha. By killing all these terrorists, I will get sin. If anybody says, what we will call them? We will call insane. So that was the condition. So dharma yuddham appeared as adharma, and adharma karma, that is yuddha phalayanam, appeared to him as dharma. In order to justify his stand, he goes on talking about kula dharma. We come across kula dharma vichara there. So all these ideas are there in from the shloka number 36 to 47. These are all the fundamental problems. It is not only for Arjuna, for the entire humanity, these are all the fundamental problems which put together called samsara. Samsara is expressed in our day-to-day life in the form of attachment, in the form of suffering, and in the form of delusion and conflicts. Why Vyasacharya brings this background? In order to tell that whoever you may be, whatever may be your external achievements, but you have your intrinsic enemy in your mind called samsara. Unless you get rid of that samsara, your life cannot be assured with happiness. We find Arjuna is a man of character. He's a great man. Superstar we call. In his life, so many people loved him. So many people married him. And he was an unconquered warrior. Even Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya could not conquer. Just 3-4 months before in Virada Yuddha, he has conquered a single-handed person, all the opposite great people. He was a great hero, a Raja, and at the same time an unselfish person. He never had any selfishness in his mind. For the sake of giving protection to Indra, he went to even heaven and he fought with other people in order to give protection for Indra. And in order to give protection for fire, Agni Devata, he did war with Gandharvas. He had that capacity to even call Bhagavan Shiva into the war. That was his capacity. So we cannot say he is a person of weak mind, or he is a person of what you call, he was afraid of war. He was never afraid of war. And he was a man of character, a dharmic person, born in a great kula. All the while in his life he was a dharmic man. That was the reason Bhagavan Krishna was always with him as his friend. Being dharmic, he was afraid of dharma and adharma. He wanted to establish dharma, but suddenly he found that this war, in his mind, this war appeared to him as a adharmic action. That is why he was afraid of. He was not afraid of war, he was afraid of adharma. He was a parantapaha, a powerful warrior, can face any type of enemies, and he was called Dhananjayaha, a successful person. Dhananjaya means a person who has brought lot of wealth, successful person, but still we find him going through this intense samsara, completely broke down and wanted to get rid of his suffering immediately. That was the reason he was trying himself, he was trying by his self effort to get away from this suffering, from this suffering caused because of adharma. So he was having a great urge to get away from this suffering, and finally he came with a decision of getting away from the battlefield. This is the background of the entire first chapter, Arjuna Vishada Yogaha. Now we enter second chapter, Sankhya Yogaha. In this chapter, Bhagavan gives out the whole essence of Gita. Sankshepa Adhyaya, we call. Entire Gita, what is there, is given, all the teachings are given in this second chapter itself. And Gita being the essence of entire Veda, and second chapter being the essence of Gita, second chapter happened to be the essence of entire Veda. We can divide this chapter into four main topics. First one is Arjuna Sharanagatihi. Second one, Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, as the medicine for samsara rogaha. Third one is Karma Yoga is prescribed for yogyata prapti. Fourth one is Jivan Muktihi as the Atma Jnana Phalam, what we are going to gain by knowledge. We will see one by one in a brief way. First topic is Arjuna Sharanagati. Arjuna found that he has a disease, and he tried to get away from that disease by self-effort. This itself is a great achievement in human life. A person, a patient, knowing that I have some disease is a great achievement. Many millions of people are very happy with the disease. We call that samsara rogaha. Many are very happy with that. They say they are comfortable. Shastra says, I have nothing to tell you, Dirgha Ishman Bhava. Be happy. You say that with certain people around me, with certain things with me, with in a certain situation, I am happy. I don't want God, I don't want any Shastra, I don't want any Satsanga or guidance. I am happy. I will continue as a happy man. When a person says like this, we say, I know that you have a disease called samsara roga, which is hiding in you like AIDS. But still, you are not aware of that disease. When you are not aware of the disease, so I have nothing to do with you, so therefore I bless you, Dirgha Aishman Bhava. The discovery of the disease itself is a great achievement in our life. All problems in our life are noises of this samsara disease only. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, desires, getting angry, and all the time having greediness. Any amount of wealth doesn't satisfy us. We are seeing so many examples. We are fortunate enough to see all these things, because in Kali Yuga only these things can happen. What is the measurement of a greedy person? Where he will end his journey? If a person has greediness in his mind, where he will end his pursuit? No end. So many crores of rupees are involved in scams. Anybody you talk in any field, whether it is sports or politics or judiciary or official, anybody you see in newspaper and other media, we can see that they are all succumbed to this one disease called greediness, and finally they will end up in behind the bars only, maybe in this janma or next janma, we don't know when it is going to happen. So all these noises called desires, inordinate desires, never ending desires, and when I find that I could not fulfill these desires, getting lot of anger with everybody including wife, a poor spouse and children are the victims, what to do? And lobha, moha, delusion, mada, when I get certain small achievements, I consider myself I have won the war, won the entire life. And matsarya, last one is jealousy. All these are all noises or symptoms of samsara roga. Because of this I have a low self image and eternal dissatisfaction. Generally we try to adjust or change the external setup. Whenever these noises come to us in our life, in our mind, we try to adjust the external setup. We think that something I am lacking externally, therefore only all these things or desires are coming. A poor man thinks that his problem is poverty. A bachelor or a single person thinks that his problem is not having spouse. And a married man thinks that his problem is not having children. And of course, a old man thinks that his problem is people have not recognized his contribution. His own children have not recognized his sacrifice. They are not loving. They are not concerned, having concern towards him. So always, human mind puts the bug on the other shoulder. So all the attempts are towards the external adjustment or external change. We don't understand that the problem is with us. Shastra says, not only with us only. Not only it is with us, it is with us only. We blame external world for all our deficiencies. Any amount of external adjustment doesn't solve the problem. Initially when I was poor, I wanted money. When I received the money, I should be naturally happy. When I was poor, I was unhappy. I thought for money will remove my unhappiness. When I received the money, but unhappiness increased maybe tenfold or hundredfold for some people. So any amount of external adjustment doesn't solve problem. And at last, Parikshe lokan karmachitan brahmane nirveda mayat nasty akritaha kritena. If a person is a cultured one, if he is exposed to satsangas, his mind is an observing mind. When his mind is an observing mind, he learns teaching from the experiences of life. Otherwise, any amount of experiences will not teach him a single lesson. So when a person is a brahmanaha, a thinking man, an observing man, after verifying the world, Parikshya Loka, through his own lifestyle duties, one decision comes in his mind, Nasti akritaha kritena. What I am seeking, I will never get by this process. What I am seeking an unalloyed happiness, an unconditional happiness. Always I want to be happy in all situations, at all places. This is what every human being seeks. We call it Purnatva. And this Purnatva, if I want it to be always, it should be available now. If it is available now, what is the need for me to have a struggle to get it? Just it is available, I should recognize it and own it up. So nasti akritaha, akritaha means Purnatva, kritena. Any amount of action will not give the permanent thing. Because action means it is time bound, space bound. Action means as long as I am involved in action, I have not received that phala, karma phala. During karma, I don't have karma phala. After karma only, that karma phala is going to come. The very fact that karma phala is going to be a future affair, that means it is time bound. So how can I get something which is not time bound by a process which is time bound? So this knowledge dawns to a person if he is a dharmic and an observing mind. Finally, Arjuna found out that he has this problem called samsara. And Arjuna tried to find out a solution. The solution which he charted was an unfortunate solution for a kshatriya, that running away from the battlefield. Being dharmic, one portion of mind was telling, all these 13 years I was preparing for this incident, but when I come face to face with this incident, with this situation, and now I am thinking that I am not ready, I should not fight. Like the youngsters, all the time they will be imagining for 10 years about the spouse. But when they enter, very first day, what will happen only God knows. So the person should be prepared with all knowledge as its background, then only he can face the situation. Arjuna prepared for this war for 13 years, but suddenly a momentary reaction came in his mind that this war is not at all good. But still, he is not convinced about this solution, about this decision. That was the reason, after telling that I don't fight, he could have walked away. But he did not walk away. He sat in the chariot. He wanted a support from Bhagavan. Bhagavan was having a strategic silence, neither approval nor disapproval, neither scolding nor congratulating. He was observing a strategic silence. So Arjuna was not at all convinced about his solution. Visrujya sacharam chapam shoka samvigna manasaha, with all grief sat in the chariot. Discovery of the disease and the desire to get rid of that disease is not enough. A person has discovered that there is a disease and he wanted to get rid of that. These things are great one, but this is not enough to get rid of from the disease. The patient should stop self-medication. We have an innate tendency. Anybody you tell that I have a headache, immediately all people will suggest one particular medicine. They have applied it and they might have worked in their life, so they will suggest. So self-medication tendency is there. That should be stopped. And he should discover, the patient should discover the helplessness in solving the problem. And he should surrender to the doctor and should be ready to go through the medication process. All these stages the patient has to go through. Similarly, Arjuna should discover his helplessness. He has discovered his disease, but he has not yet discovered his helplessness. In this second chapter, we find Arjuna, by Ishwara Kripa, recognizes that the self-medication will not solve samsara roga. Samsara is like a mire, a quicksand. A person suppose falls in the quicksand or a mire, naturally anybody falls, they will try to get away from that. When they move their hands or legs, what happens? In the mire, they will go down and down only. And you cannot keep yourself static. Quicksand will pull you down. And if you want to get rid of that quicksand or mire, then also, very forcibly it will pull down. So the samsara disease is like a mire. Person should understand that I don't have the capacity to get away from this samsara. Sagara, they call it. Samsara Sagara. So I should have a cry, save our souls. I should reach, I should ask for help openly. He starts feeling that his decision may be wrong. When he found that his decision was not comfortable, was not having the capacity to give him comfort, so he started having a doubt about his decision. Being dharmic kshatriya, his mind rejects the idea of escapism. What was his solution? Just escape from the war. And blood and bone, he is kshatriya. So how can a kshatriya can think of escapism, that too from the battlefield? So his inner nature doesn't accept the solution. So from wrong decision to doubt, he has come now. This is a great progress. From a wrong decision, coming to a doubting situation. When doubt comes, naturally we will ask for help from the external source. So viparyaya we call it. Viparyaya. Viparyaya means wrong decision. Born out of tamasic mind. from wrong decision viparyaya to samshayaha, doubt that is born out of rajasic nature of the mind, and from samshaya to jnanam or knowledge that is born out of sattvic nature of mind. That is a great progress. And Arjuna, being a great hero, he was a very brave person. He had that intellectual honesty in accepting that I have a disease. So many psychological factors we can analyze this by this first and second chapter. First, people don't recognize the disease. That is 90% of the population. And 10% of the population, now and then they recognize the disease, but they go on try self-medication attempts. Going this ashrama, going to that temple, having some vratas. Like that, they go on try whatever appeared in their mind, they go on try solutions. And among them, very little people can find that self-medication will not work out. After finding that self-medication is not working out, very few people have the courage to ask help. Very few people have the courage to accept that I am a failure in this field. I may be great in some other field. I may be a great scientist. I may be a great wealthy man. I may be a powerful man. But still, for this problem, I don't have solution. When I find that I don't have solution, accepting that I don't have solution is called intellectual honesty. It needs a great bravery, you know. So Arjuna was a great hero. With all intellectual honesty, he accepts openly to Bhagavan, Karpanya doshopahada swabhavaha prachamitva dharma sammodha cheta. He says, my mind is dharma sammodha. Just 10 shlokas before, he told, aho batamahat papam kartum vyavasitavayam. Alas, we wanted to do this great criminal action. At least in this 11th hour, I could find that I can avoid this war. He was very proud of his decision. Just within 10 minutes, he says, dharma sammodha cheta. So that acceptance of the disease is a very great sign. And that is possible only for a brave man, a straightforward man, a dharmic man, a courageous man. And being very intelligent, he sought help from the Lord. Seeking help from the Lord is intelligent life. In Western nations, in Western culture, we find they have a lot of problems. When they come to know that they have problems, they try to solve their problem by one way or the other way, going to service or this, that, so many charitable actions they do. But still, when they find that there is a problem, still continues, what is the way? They don't have any way. And they have, in their religion or in their culture, the way is heaven only way. So in this world, no way. Only Advaita Vedanta says, in this world only you have way. In other worlds, you don't have any way. So being deprived of this Vedantic culture, they end their life in utter suicide, depression, drug addiction, hippie culture. But fortunately, we have this Vedantic culture in our country. So seeking help from the Lord is intelligent life. First stage, he has discovered the disease. Second stage is, he has discovered his helplessness in curing the disease. And third stage is, Arjuna surrenders to the Lord. Parikshe lokan karma chitan brahmano nirveda maya nasti akritaha kritena. When a person finds that by doing any amount of action, I am not going to get infinite happiness in my life, what he has to do? Shastra says, tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. This evakara is very very important. He should not try for self-medication. Saha gurum eva abhigachet. Saha eva abhigachet. A person who has found disease, he only should approach. He should approach guru only. And he should approach not ordinary gurus. He should approach Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Guru. Tad Vijnanartham Eva Abhigachet, Saha Eva Abhigachet, Saha Gurum Eva Abhigachet, Saha Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurum Eva Abhigachet. So all these four things we come across in Arjuna. So he found out, he tried his level best, and when he found that he is helpless, openly he asked help from the Lord, and Lord happened to be a Jagat Guru. He is a Jagat Guru for all Kshatriya Brahmanishtas. So what a fortunate person, what a lucky person Arjuna was. So Jagat Guru was just in front of him. As long as he has not found out the disease, the Jagat Guru was used as a charioteer, driver. As long as I have not found out my own disease, maybe God may be in front of me, but I will use him as a charioteer, as a broker for marriage. Krishna was used all this way. In order to marry Subhadra Devi, Krishna had to be a broker, marriage broker, as a messenger. As a messenger, he was all the time misused. Now, when he found that I have a disease, immediately, because of his dharma, dharma only protects a person when he is in a very, very unfortunate condition. That dharma is there, na? How it protects, we don't know. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If you protect dharma in your life, dharma will certainly protect. Because Arjuna, suppose if you would not have belief in Krishna, how can he say without belief, shishyastekam shatimam tvam prapannam? Because of dharma, he was given that insight. Bhagavan Antaryami shows to us, hey, so far you are considering him as a car driver. He is Jagat Guru. Surrender to him. So in our life also, we may come across so many people, knowledgeable people, but our standard of calculating their, judging their greatness is very low. If I am a man of wealth, I judge a person whether he is a wealthy man or not. If he is a wealthy man, I respect him. If a man of academic excellences, I judge a person according to that. But here, this Adhyatma Vidya is so secret. Even a Vyadha can have, a butcher. In Mahabharata we come across, a butcher was having this knowledge. And here, car driver is having this knowledge. So, we have to see with open eyes. That is possible only when we lead a dharmic life. A simple suggestion from external source can make us our life a great life, a happy life. You just recollect that situation. Arjuna and Duryodhana went to Krishna to ask help for war. And Bhagavan thought, I should be impartial. So he has divided himself different from his possessions called army. So he told Arjuna, he asked Arjuna, it is your first choice, you ask whatever you want. Whether you want me without any weapon in my hand, useless person, just a witness, whether you want me or you want my sainya. That sainya is very powerful sainya. Fortunately, Arjuna wanted Krishna, selected Krishna. And Duryodhana thought Arjuna as a fool. Duryodhana was very much afraid whether he is going to ask army like that. When Arjuna asked, I don't want army, I want Bhagavan, you only. He did not tell Bhagavan. He told Krishna, I want you. Whether you are with weapon or without weapon, both are same for me. I want a person to guide my life, to guide me, to guide my chariot in the battlefield. See, that much he was fortunate enough to know the innate greatness of Krishna. And if he would have selected army, what would have been the condition? Simply would have run away from the army, no Mahabharata would have been there, all confusions would have been there. And in spite of receiving Bhagavan's army, Vrishni Sena, Duryodhana was having diffident. Aparyaptam tatasmakam balam bhimavi rakshitam paryaptam tudame tesham balam bhishmavi rakshitam. So that is the fortune of Arjuna having Bhagavan in his life. A person who has Bhagavan, an unseen factor in his life, as a co-passenger, he'll never lands in trouble. He'll come across lot of trying situations, but he will never lands in trouble. This is the fact in everybody's life, especially in devotee's life. Bhagavan also says, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So Ishwara Kripa is a must to recognize our Guru. We cannot find out a Guru. A blind man cannot find out. An ignorant man cannot find out who is having knowledge. A blind man cannot find out a person who is having a power of eyesight. Similarly, a jiva or a sadhaka cannot find out who is my Gurudev. What scripture says is, don't struggle to find out Gurudev. Providing Gurudev to your life, to your spiritual life, is the duty of the Lord. He will provide somebody, or he will be there with you. There Bhagavan could not provide anybody. So it is a very crucial juncture. He told, "Are, I am here." So getting a Guru is a Ishwara Kripa. If you are dharmic and if you are devoted, Bhagavan provides a Guru or a spiritual guide. Getting spiritual guide in our life is the highest blessing. That is the highest blessing. Sita Devi in Ramayana, she says to Ravana, "Ravana, all devatas and Bhagavan has cheated you." Ravana says, "What? Who can cheat me? I am Trilokadhipati. Who can cheat me? I have plenty of money. Entire desha is with all golden ornaments. And nobody is there to challenge my prowess. And I have a wife like Mandodari. I have a son like Indrajit. All the devatas are under my control. And you are telling Sita that I am cheated by somebody?" Sita ji says, "Yes, Ravana, you are cheated by the Lord. Bhagavan has not given, he has given everything whatever you wanted in your life. But he has not given only one thing, he has not given you a guru. He has not given you a spiritual guide. He has not given a person who can guide you, who can desist you from taking somebody's wife. Taking somebody's wife is a great adharmic action. But there was not a single person to tell that it is wrong. Only one brother was there, and he told, since you have not considered him as your guru, you did not obey him, you kicked off him." So these are the fortune or misfortune of Ravana. And you take another example, Sugriva. Sugriva has lost his kingdom, lost his wife, no money, no wealth, and no place to live also. Simply hiding here and there. He cannot go for food outside. If he goes out, Vali will send somebody and he will kill. Entire life was full of anxiety and fear. But along with him, there was one guru. Our Anjaneya was there. Hanumanji was there. All the time Hanumanji was there, a great companion to Sugriva. Because of that companionship only, Sugriva got Rama in his life. When the guru saw that disciple is not a qualified person, he is a very weak person, he cannot approach the Lord. So when he saw the weakness of the disciple, what guru says, "I will bring the Lord to your door. I will not take you to the Lord's door, I will bring your Lord to your door." He brought Rama and Lakshmana just in front of him. After talking, after knowing that Rama and Lakshmana about their greatness, simply he carried them in shoulder. After seeing them in front also, Sugriva was running away. A savior has come to your life. That is what Guru Anjaneya says. But the disciple runs away. So what to do? The Guru has to make some Sakya Homa. Friendship. There is no Agni Sakshi. There is no Om Agni for friendship. And here two friends are bound by Agni. Nowhere in Dharma Shastra you won't find. For Vivaha you have Agni Sakshi. For taking sannyas, you have Agni Sakshi. For taking friendship, you don't have Agni Sakshi. But here we find, because Guru finds disciple is very, very a pure person, very weak man. So unless I bind him with all Vedic rituals, so this fellow will run away. So this is the teaching for us. A person who gets spiritual guide in his life is a most fortunate person. If he gets that spiritual guide as a Shrotriya Brahmanishta, you just imagine, if Sri Ramakrishna becomes our Gurudev, what happens? Next minute we can be away from all samsara. And that is possible when we will be like Vivekananda. If we develop our mind, qualify our mind to that level, immediately Bhagavan provides the Shrotriya Brahmanishtha Guru. And if the Shishya is a qualified Sadhana Chadushtaya Sampanna Adhikari, this Atma Jnanam is a matter of ribbon cutting. Just a matter of few minutes. When Nachiketas approached his Guru, Yama, just few dialogues happened between them. He says, thank you very much. When a person is not a Adhikari, naturally, he has to do lot of spiritual practices in order to get Adhikaritvam. Arjuna expresses his vairagya and readiness to go through the medication process. Nahi prapashyami mama apanodyad yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapadnam ruddham rajyam suranam apichadipadyam. Bhagavan, I don't want even the three worlds. I want to get rid of this samsara immediately. So, karpanya dosho bhagadasva bhavaha prichhami tvam dharma sammoda cheta yasreyasya nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. Bhagavan, I am the prapanna, you please protect me, I have surrendered to you. When Arjuna surrendered, Arjuna qualifies himself as Shishya. Once a person qualifies himself as a Shishya, naturally the person to whom he has surrendered becomes Guru. So far he was master, Bhagavan was charioteer. Now he has become Shishya, so Bhagavan got new status called Jagat Guru. Naturally Bhagavan also accepts his surrender and he starts giving solution to samsara roga. Atma Jnanam is the only solution for samsara. No other solution. For all other small small problems, you have your own medicines. If you want a solution for your poverty, you have money. If you want solution for your loneliness, you have companions. Like that, small small things you can get from the world. But if you want to get rid of the samsara, that apurnatva, all the time, I want, when tambura is going on in our mind, they call it shruti. So all the time, I want, what I want is going on changing. But that I want is not changing. As a child, I wanted balloon, then I wanted bicycle, then books, then friends, then girlfriend or boyfriend, and then spouse, and then children, and then wealth. What I want is going on changing, but that I want doesn't change. If a person wants to get rid of that tambura shruti, only solution is Atma Jnanam. We all know healthy physical life involves objective factor and subjective factor, two factors. If a person wants to have a healthy physical life, the external environment should be hygienic. And not only that, he should have that immunity system in a strong way. Internal immunity system we call it. If internal immunity is strong, even though external environment is bad, it will not affect our physical health. We all know. So much of climate change goes on. Some people catch cold, some people catch diarrhea, some people catch all other diseases. But there are some people like stone, they are. How? Because their internal immunity is very strong. Same thing applies to psychological health also. For physical health, external environment is a need and the internal environment also is a need. And for a healthy psychological life, an objective factor called external achievements. We want money, we want status, we want knowledge, we want degrees, we want employment, we want companions. These are all we want. Otherwise, what is life? Just shutting ourselves in guhas? No. Vedanta never says that you shut yourself in guhas in Himalayas, go in forest, nothing. Stay where you are, get whatever you want, but don't stop with that factor. And one more factor, as a subjective factor, called nishreyas, internal wisdom, atma jnanam. External factor is abhyudaya, dharma, artha and kama. All three things put together is called abhyudaya. Four purusharthas are there. One is wealth, second one is entertainment or pleasures. Third one is a dharmic life, morality, and fourth one is moksha or freedom. First three comes in the Abhyudaya category, external achievements. And last one, internal wisdom, nishreyas. Objective factors are unpredictable and uncontrollable. Even while we are trying, we come across that they are unpredictable and uncontrollable. I cannot depend upon something which is unpredictable and uncontrollable. I cannot stand on something which is shaking. I cannot stand on something which is which may desert me. So I should have, like a pillar, I should have a thing in my life. And what is that? Shastra says, Atmajnanam. If my mind is with Atmajnanam, it will not be affected by psychological disease called Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. It will not be susceptible for external onslaughts. Anytime, any type of situation may come in our life. A person like Rama had to go to forest without any reason from his side within a day. He was announced, you are going to be a future king. Just within day in his life, a situation came. Not only he was not given this Yuvarajyatva, he has lost his citizenship also. He was exiled like a criminal. So that type of situation may come in anybody's life. Nobody can challenge, no, this type of situation will not come. If anybody says, we say, Devga Aishman Bhava, it should not come in your life. But what to do, it will come. That is the nature of the world, anityam, asukam, lokam. You are going on munching chili, thinking that it will not do any problem. We say, dirghayushman bhava. After half an hour or after half day, you will come to me telling that my stomach is burning. So, nobody can say that unfortunate situation will not come in my life. So, we should prepare ourselves for this knowledge. And when unfortunate situation comes also, we will not be shaken by these situations if we have knowledge. It is like a raincoat. We cannot predict the rain coming. We cannot control the rain coming. But we can have a raincoat. When I have a raincoat, what does it matter whether rain pours or not? As far as I am concerned, I am protected. That is called Atmajnanam. Whatever may be the external condition, I am not seriously affected. I will have a sufficient mental health, a mind with less FIR, we call it. There is a one FIR in with regard to criminals, that is different. Here Vedantic FIR is there. Frequency, intensity and a resilience, recurring period we call. How much frequently I am angry, how frequently I am jealous. When I have this knowledge, this frequency will be very, very less. We find in great Mahatma's life also, they get anger. In Krishna's life also, he gets anger. So suddenly when he gets anger, he has one peculiar weapon called Chakrayuta. Simply he calls it and sends that fellow is killed. That's all, momentary anger, and that momentary anger has killed an asura. He comes back to the normal situation called Dayalu. Krishna is famous for is for his daya, kamva dayalum sharanam vrajem. Bhagavata says, he is such a great dayalu, a compassionate person, who can give moksha or who can give the same status for even demon like Putana, the status which he has given to Yashoda and Devaki, the same status, the motherly status, he has given to Putana also. Before passing away from the physical body, he remembered Putana also and he made Namaskara to Putana also. Uddhavacharya, who was a witness for this, he remembers what a great compassionate person he was. But that compassionate person also now and then gets anger. So he applies a Chakrayuta, finishes a Shishupala and other Kamsha. But it is very, very less and with a higher purpose. And second one is intensity. How much intense I am, and the third one is within how much time I will come back, recurring period we call it. Frequently I am subject to disease, and that too, that disease is very intense disease, and that too prolonged disease. What will be the life of a person? So here Shastra says, if you have Atmajnanam, in your mind. Though mind is subject to all these variations, but still you will have proper FIR. Frequency, intensity and recurring period will be very less. Uttama kshanakopasyat madhyame ghatika advayam ajamesyat ahoratram papishte maranantakaha. How to find out a person's mind? We will say, if a person gets anger, uttamaha, if he is a great man, kshanakopasyat, just a few seconds, that's all. He'll come back as a normal man. He'll be loving. He'll be having concern to the person towards whom he had anger. And madhyame ghatikadvayam, 1.5 hours, you will not see that face. And adhame syat ahoratra, day in, day out, maybe 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. And if he is a papishta, maranantakaha. There are some people who can remember certain words. After 20 years also they can remember. He told that type of sentence. He told donkey. And that too 20 years before in marriage ceremony. So papishte maranantakaha. So these are all the factors having a direct role in our life. Moksha is not for sannyasins only. Moksha is not for only serious spiritual seekers. Vedanta says moksha must be for you. That's what you are searching for. What you are searching, you don't know, but what you are searching is freedom. Freedom from all psychological dependence. Freedom from all wants. Freedom from a wanting mind. So this is what every jiva, not only human being, every jiva is searching for that only. If a person is a wise, a dharmic person, a devoted person, he has this search consciously. This conscious search makes difference between the others and the spiritual seeker. More details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.